Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. It's time to recognize those in our dispatch centers who help guide our first responders to help us in our time of need. In the second part of a two-part program, let's go in-depth with Martha Dykstra, Shannon Gatta, Angie Hall, and Michelle Jerkins, Marion County Sheriff's Office dispatchers. You've had a busy day here, Shannon, huh?
Yes. Lots of road closures, lots of people calling for help, wanting to know how to get from here to there.
Like me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've got all these county roads closed. Yeah. County engineer, sheriff have been working together, and we've been putting maps on the internet and stuff, but it's constantly a fluid situation, and you've got to sort of be at the center of all that communication.
Mm-hmm.
And so you work with county roads, too?
Yes.
All that together.
Mm-hmm.
How many calls do you think you've taken today?
Oh, probably 40, looks
like,
somewhere in there.
And tell me what the mix is.
Mostly, probably 98% of it is roads.
Roads.
Is this road open? Can I get there? How can I get there?
And you're able to answer that?
Sometimes. Sometimes they want to know about other counties that we don't necessarily have the information on. But.
And what do you do then?
Refer them to the appropriate county.
All right. And so is this I know for the people trying to get around, it's not a fun day, but is it a fun day here? Is it something different? What's the feeling here?
It's different. I don't know if fun's the right word, because it's hard to get people where they need to go, and it's the thought of having an area secluded like Bussey is right now, thinking that what if something happens, I have no way to get help to them. That's not very much fun, but.
No, or the really long way around.
Right.
Or something, yeah.
31's not.
Yes. What's going on there? There's a bee in the middle of the highway.
163 near mile marker 3031.
That's
okay.
Not us.
Okay. Yes, I think it probably is.
She's got the same call.
Okay. Okay. We've got another call for me, and we're regarding the same thing.
Yes,
so.
And I don't think that's us.
So you don't need to repeat it. I thank you.
So what was that all about? What, both took the call at the same time?
Yeah, we actually got two reports of the same thing at the same time. Looks like there's some sort of debris in the roadway on Highway 163, but it sounds like it's in Jasper County.
And so, Angie, how long have you been here?
Since March 1st.
Well, are you enjoying it so far?
I enjoy it, but it is very crazy, and there's so much stuff to remember and to learn that I'm overwhelmed most of the time.
Well, and that's why you have this
group
of seasoned dispatchers around.
Yeah, I depend on them a lot.
So you say the trainings, is it difficult or just a lot of it? Or
there's a lot of things to remember and to do. You have to be able to multitask.
What's the part you enjoy the best?
Oh, I enjoy talking to the people.
If somebody calls in, you like talking
mm-hmm.
to them? Even though it might be something simple, like
mm-hmm.
directions of the road flooded, or what if it's a terrible accident or something?
Yeah.
So what do you like about that?
Well, I like to be able to calm them down and listen to what they have to tell me so they can get the help they need.
And do you have a hard time getting that out sometimes?
Yes.
People aren't ready to tell you what you want?
Well, if it's a bad situation, they really can't remember where they are. That's one of the most important things. You have to get where they're at. So I'm learning.
How long do you think it'll take for you to feel that you've really got it down, you think?
Probably years, the way I'm going at it.
How long does it take normally?
It would depend on the person. Our training program here can last 6 months or more, but it's set up in weekly increments up to 6 weeks, and then at the six-week point for some of them, they're ready to be passed on to another dispatcher to work with. Most of them start out on day shifts, and then we work them down into the afternoon, into the overnight. But again, every person learns at a different rate, a different speed, in a different manner. So our trainer, which is Shannon right now, has to adapt to that and figure out the best way to train that person.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with dispatchers Martha Dykstra, Shannon Gatta, Angie Hall, and Michelle Jerkins.
So you have to learn something about their personality?
Yeah. Spend a lot of time. I mean, she's here every day that I'm here. I spend 8 of my 10 hours a day with her. So you get used to the person, and you pay attention to what they think and what they say, and you ask a lot of questions, and I depend a lot on the information she tells me as far as how she learns and what she thinks and things like that. So a lot of my decisions are based on her and what she says.
Well, and do you ever get anybody in that seat that you say, hey, you should probably try a different line of work?
At some point, I think everybody struggles a little bit. I mean, it's not specific to any one person at all. I think everybody, we all have a point where we're all like, okay, now come on here. But I think everybody kind of has that moment when they're thinking, oh, I don't know if this is the right thing for me.
Well, Michelle, how long have you been doing this?
I started for the Knoxville Police Department in August of 1998, so that long.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wow. So you know everything. Nothing can surprise you.
Oh, right? No. There's always new, and things are so much different now than they were when I started. I mean, we had one computer, and 911 was a black screen with a little bitty name on it and a phone number, I think. It was so many changes. We used to handwrite and type, and I don't know, things are, you just learn all the time.
Well, now you're looking at, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? I don't know. I can't even count how many screens are here.
And they all mean something. Once you learn what they do, it's just like one screen. They're just really big so that we don't have to look at them small. You know, it's one system. We just have a lot to look at.
Well, I don't know, just your telephone system is incredibly complex. Look at all the, I'm not even going to count the buttons. I have to multiply that 6 times 6 times 6 times 6.
Well, it's fun. I mean, all of that's fun. I like learning things like this, and technology is interesting, so it keeps it exciting.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with dispatchers Martha Dykstra, Shannon Gatta, Angie Hall, and Michelle Jerkins.
Well, and now a whole lot of people are thinking about dispatchers now because of the important role that dispatchers have played on some very, some very high-profile disasters. I mean, we're talking Newtown. We're talking just recently Boston, and once you see what happens there, you see the first responders, but if you watch anything of that, you must know that the dispatchers behind it play a critical role.
That's right. Dispatch is actually the true first responder. We're the first person to have any knowledge or contact with the people at those scenes. So dispatch is truly the first responder.
And have you listened to any of those tapes of those events?
Actually, I had the privilege on April 2nd of going to the state APCO meeting, and they had the dispatch supervisor from Newtown there. She did a presentation that day. That was a very interesting, very difficult presentation to sit and listen to. It gets you thinking about how you would respond to a situation like that. It was just very heartbreaking at times to listen to what they went through.
What the people, the dispatchers, everybody?
Everyone involved, from the dispatchers to the first responders to the family that suffered those terrible losses.
Did you listen to the tapes and say, I probably wouldn't have done that, but that's a good idea, or maybe I'd have done this different, that might have been better? Are you constantly evaluating like that, or just...
Those tapes have not been released, and they may never be released. That is one of the things we came out of that conference with, the fact that there's a debate going on whether or not those tapes should or have any business being released.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say it, but that in something complex like that, you could second guess a whole bunch of things, couldn't you?
You can, and you do, always. Even in the simple incidences you face, you wonder if there isn't something you could have done different, you could have done better, that would have made the situation go go that much more smoothly.
Yeah, always. We can always do pretty much everything better.
That's correct. We can. And that's what we hear. That's what the dispatchers here strive for, is to constantly improve and do things better.
So, Michelle, when you see these big events play out nationally, do you think of what might happen if you were in that dispatcher's seat?
I'm sure it comes to mind. Usually in the moment, I'm just upset for the families and the people involved. But I suppose we've all dealt with something like that on a smaller level. We've just dealt with one call, and this is, you know, hundreds of calls on a bigger scale. So, I mean, there's emotional things in any call. It just, I don't know, it's upsetting, it's scary, and we hope it never happens here.
Angie, do you ever think about anything big like that? How you, or it wouldn't even have to be big like that to overwhelm us. I mean, just a, you know, a serious car accident, fire. Well, I mean, there's been, we'll get to Martha in a minute, but there's all kinds of things happen all the time here.
Right. I haven't really thought about it. I'm just kind of at the moment kind of person, so whatever happens that day, I try to deal with. I haven't really worried too much about what is going to happen.
Yeah. Your training will take over?
Right, I hope so. Mm-hmm. It better.
Well, that's...
Yeah, better. I'm in trouble, too. Yeah.
And so, Shannon, what do you do to try to get better all the time?
It kind of like Martha said, you do a lot of self-critiquing. You think, what could I have done different? What could I have done better? You know, you look at an overview of the situation and think, what role did I play, and how could any changes I make have affected anything else? You know, obviously, we attend trainings, we attend in-service, you listen to speakers, you listen to other dispatchers, other presenters that share their story, and you think, wow, you know, I never really thought about it from that point of view, but they make interesting points that maybe we didn't think of, or we could do different next time.
Martha, do you ever work with the deputies and say, hey, look, here's a way we could communicate better, or maybe you need to tinker with this a little bit, or what can we do to help you more? Is there ever that kind of an interaction?
Actually, the new Knoxville fire chief held an incident command training out at Public Health the first Saturday in April, which dealt with not only incident command but the communication aspect. And so, yes, we have, and it's something we address continuously. Marion County is fortunate to have a Marion County Emergency Response Association meeting. We meet quarterly. It's anyone associated with emergency response in Marion County, be it fire departments, EMS departments, law enforcement, the hospitals, public health, emergency management, and one of, always on the agenda is a section regarding communications. So communications is maybe not always at the forefront, but it's at the top.
Well, and sometimes it must be difficult to sit here because you're answering the phones and it can be friends and neighbors, family.
It that can make it very difficult. Unfortunately, I've been involved in a couple of different incidences and where it's involved coworkers, accidents, even my own family, and it's just very difficult. One of the questions that I have after listening to the speaker from Newtown is, we have dispatchers here who have families, who have small children, who have children in schools. Should that situation arise here, how could we as an office help them? You know, what would I as a supervisor need to do to make it easier on them? Should they unfortunately at that time be working, you know? It would just be a very difficult situation.
Well, yeah, and the person would have, I mean, everybody would want to rush to their family, to their child, when the responsibility here is, I don't even want to say whether it's more important in the grand scheme of things, I guess it is.
Exactly, and you know, that would be a very difficult determination to have to make. But as a supervisor, I would hope that regardless of what's going on, we would be able to get someone in here so that they could go take care of their families, their small children, be there for them.
Well, I've sat here 10 minutes or so and taken, I don't know, 8 calls or something.
Yeah, that's typical on days like today. You know, started hit the floor running this morning at, I believe it was 4:45 when I got here to help Terry. She was very busy with the reports of road closures, trying to make contact with the different agencies, different authorities, and we did have a somewhat of a slowdown, but it's been pretty constant all day long.
Every time I talk to you, I'd like to talk about this, is that there's been some, the last few years have brought a lot of big events to this dispatch center. Would you just lay them out for me a little bit?
Of course, we've had murder suicides, we've had accidents involving deputies, we had an officer involved shooting, we had an accident in which a co-worker was ultimately died of his injuries from that accident. We've had severe weather incidences, tornadoes, just a multitude of different things.
Floods. Pestilence.
Yep.
Locusts.
Yeah. Sometimes it seems like it. But just a multitude of things, you know. And through the years, some hold great significance. Others start to lose or blend in with the other everyday, ordinary, I don't want to say ordinary, but everyday events.
And a few years ago, your peers recognized this dispatch office in terms of the quality of your performance.
That's correct. Back in 2009, this dispatch center was awarded the Team Telecommunicator of the Year Award, which is a very high honor. They all do outstanding work day in, day out, and I am very happy that they were recognized for the service they do provide.
Does that still feel good?
Yes, it does. To this day, it feels good that they were recognized for the work they do.
Thanks to Martha Dykstra, Shannon Gatta, Angie Hall, and Michelle Jerkins for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.